Hi, I'm Elisa Pardini, the host of Destination Vacaville and president and CEO of Visit Vacaville. Our podcast introduces you to the people and places that make visiting our city such a unique travel experience. Join me in discovering all that Vacaville has to offer, like seasonal adventures, agricultural tourism, family activities, culinary delights, wine country, and more. Destination Vacaville, let's go. Today, we're going to talk about Vacaville Farm to Table, a dinner that is now a crown jewel event in the city of Vacaville. And I am joined by my predecessor, Melissa Reeves, who really is the creator behind this amazing event. So thank you, Melissa, for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me, Elisa. It's so fun to be back, and it's very fun to be on the other side of recording one of these episodes.
Right? I bet you didn't expect this when I tapped you for it. So thanks for coming on.
Thanks for asking, of course.
So we actually haven't gone into a big history about where the dinner came from. So I'm very interested in knowing like what kind of percolated the idea and what year was that?
Oh, goodness. Probably 7 or 8 years ago. This is how much, I guess, have left this legacy to you, my dear. But I don't remember what year, but I do know that it really came from the partnership with the Pleasance Valley Agricultural Association. You know, starting that group and understanding the value that that group and farmers bring to our community was really important for me to highlight. And so trying to figure out some way to showcase them, what they're doing, the amazing produce and products that they're producing right here in our own community was kind of the impetus for the start of the event.
Where was the first one? Did it take place downtown like it does now, or?
It did not. It actually took place in the plaza at the Nut Tree. That was our very first one.
Oh, wow.
We realized immediately that the event was too big to have in the plaza. It was beautiful. It was really nice. It was a great night, great attendance, and it was really beautiful. But, you know, moving it downtown and, of course, having just kind of such a special downtown anyway, it just felt right to move it.
Did you start out with a table for 200 or did you start out with less?
We didn't. We started out with a table for 100 and we were lucky and sold out that first year. And like I said, it was a little tight, but a beautiful location anyway. And we'd had it in a couple of different locations over the course of the years. But once we ended up downtown, we realized that that was probably the perfect home for it.
Nice. Is there a specific dinner year that was your favorite?
Well, I have loved them all for different reasons. I think the one thing that has always been so special to me, and as I'm sure you are learning right now, this is a daunting event. It is logistically very challenging. There is a lot that goes into it, and planning is rough. But the second you sit down at a table, and I always made myself a little space right in the center of the table. So kind of looking up and down the table and seeing 100 or 200 people who a lot of them don't know each other, but sharing a beautiful meal and a glass of wine together and, you know, enjoying each other's company and enjoying our city, it just always kind of was almost emotional to me. It was really, really beautiful. And that's kind of a bit was my favorite part of the whole event, is that while I was kicking and screaming, planning the thing, that second you sit down and that event starts and you sit down with everybody and get to share a meal with perfect strangers that are all enjoying each other and having a great time, that made it all worth it for sure.
That's exactly what I'm looking forward to. So thank you for reminding the light at the end of the tunnel.
There is a payoff.
Nice. So how did you kind of see the dinner evolve? Like you worked initially with the farmers, but then it kind of, I know there's a lot of restaurateurs involved now. Did it just organically grow? Did you intentionally kind of seek out certain additions?
So we always had, I think it always actually was five. It was five courses. We always worked with local chefs. And, you know, what kind of changed is that we struggled for a number of years with getting the produce that we needed from our local farmers. So we did have to look out a little further while always highlighting Vacaville farmers in particular and Solano County. we did have to go out a little further. I think that we really saw that after the LNU fires, some of our farmers were not growing and producing the same produce that they were prior to the fires. So with that changed, we had to change the time of the year of the dinner and try to make sure that, you know, the idea that the event was really to highlight them. So if we were not hosting the event in a time where we could highlight what they were growing and producing, it didn't make a lot of sense. So that has changed over the years. The time we used to actually do one in the spring and then one in the fall, and we would just rotate so that we could highlight different kind of produce. That didn't really work.
Wait, I was going to say, you did two in 1 year.
Well, we didn't. It was, no, absolutely not. we would do one in the spring 1 year and the fall in the next. And just
alternate. Got it.
So every other year alternated. Yes. Yeah, even the thought of that now makes me a little like clammy thinking of doing two in a year. So that definitely changed. And, you know, we've gotten most of the wines almost always come just from Sassoon. Some years we weren't able to. We wanted to have a sparkling. We weren't able to get a sparkling. So we did go into Napa. But we always stayed to the kind of the laws of farm to table or farm to fork, right? And that they were within 60 or 90 minutes of Vacaville. But the number one was always if we could get it in Vacaville first, we got it in Vacaville. If we couldn't get it in Vacaville, we'd get it in Solano. And then if we had to go out further, we would. But it was always meant to be about highlighting Vacaville.
Yeah. And I think we're able to uphold that tradition, at least keeping it within Solano County this year. So
fantastic.
Yeah. Has it always been that rustic farm aesthetic that the dinner has become kind of known for?
I think hopefully people have enjoyed it. Yes, we've rented the exact same table and chairs. We've had like all of the exact same rentals every single year. We've always done these beautiful colored dishes and they're all mismatched. And I think it just brings such kind of some whimsy and fun to it. The bright colors of the glasses are really fun. Flowers on the table were nearly always from Soul Food Farms. Alexis has always made kind of these really beautiful flowers that are picked directly by her from her garden. And so again, I think it just all kind of goes back to that idea of this event being highlighting local and it being a farm event. If we can't have the dinner on the farm, we'll bring the farm to downtown.
Yeah, I wish you could attend this year with me, but we'll have to have you back in a future year when you can attend.
Me too. I'm going to miss it for sure, especially when I don't have to do all the work on it and I can come and just enjoy the beautiful food and wine.
I know everyone who does attend, they're so excited for it. I've gotten so many comments from the community about how it's their favorite event in town. And everyone was eager for when tickets went on sale and excited when they did go on sale. So thank you so much for all the hard work that you have put into it, because really it's about just keeping that beautiful tradition alive now.
Thank you so much. And Elisa, I'm so glad that you have decided to keep it up. It really is a special event. As much as I tease about how much work it is, it's definitely worth it. And the fact that you decided to continue on makes my heart happy. And I think the hearts of many in Vacaville who, like you said, have shown their love and interest and support for this event. So thank you for keeping it alive.
So while Melissa was able to share about how Farm to Table came to be, I am now joined by Delaney Holden, who helped plan the 2023 Vacaville Farm to Table Dinner and is helping to plan this year's 2024 Vacaville Farm to Table Dinner. So Delaney, thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
So for this year, we're about a month out from this amazing event happening in Andrews Park in the downtown. And Melissa and I were just chatting about what a feat putting this dinner for, you know, 200 on is. What do you think is, I guess, the most fun part about it? And then also kind of the things that keep you up at night.
Well, I'm born and raised in Vacaville, so it's really cool. And I get to work here. So it's really cool to, you know, work with the community, work with the Visit Vacaville team, and just work with the people around us. And to work with local farmers, I know that's important in our area. So it's always really fun building new connections and, you know, working with people that we've worked with in the past. It's always a super fun event that we've, you know, helped Visit Vacaville plan. And I don't know, I really enjoy doing this kind of stuff. And I find it, you know, fun and exciting, the decorative part of things and also working with others. So it's been exciting and fun so far.
Love it. So can we share a little bit about how the event is growing this year?
You know, we've been able to bring possibly some new press to the table, which is fun. You know, new exposure for this event is always important. But every year, at least the last, you know, 2 years of planning this, we've gotten to work with new, you know, suppliers, new vendors, new farmers. And so this year, I know we get to work with Malia at Gray Solano. She's a local business owner in Vacaville. There's local farmers that we get to work with to source, you know, ingredients for the chefs. We also get to work with Kyle from Journey Coffee. He's the chef down at One Lake. And so these are all new people that are coming to the table. So that's always fun and exciting to have, you know, new people involved in this event and have it evolve over time as well.
Yes. And one thing that we're looking to do is kind of have it be progressive in the sense that our first course is actually going to be tray passed. And I think you have added some design elements for that experience. Can you talk about kind of the welcoming and that moment before people sit down?
Yeah. So we wanted to create something where, you know, people can kind of mix and mingle with those around them, build more of a sense of community. So when you come to the dinner, we're going to have a little cocktail hour, essentially, with past hors d'oeuvres from Moxie. Jason and his team are working really hard to provide some amazing past hors d'oeuvres for everybody. We'll have a little welcome glass of bubbly from some local wineries. And, you know, there'll be local florals. We'll be working with Monica from Midsummer Nursery. She'll have some wildflowers out there, which is always fun. And we'll have a photo opportunity. We've never had a photo opportunity for guests to, you know, share their moment at the farm to table dinner. So that'll be super cute. And we're excited to see what comes of that.
And another thing that was alluded to is, you know, putting this event on in a spot where it normally not hosting 200 to dine. What are some of the logistical aspects that you have to consider to put this on?
Yeah, logistics are always important. You know, in any event, those are always like the things that cause the hiccups are the logistics. And the idea of feeding 200 people with, you know, multiple courses can be a lot. And so just making sure that, you know, we're organized, that we've got, you know, volunteers and staff to keep us, you know, in line. I know we have Lindsay from Backdoor Bistro. She'll be helping out in the kitchen area to make sure that stuff is, you know, staying organized. But yeah, you know, making sure we've got enough dishes for everyone, you know, if things break, what that looks like. And so those are always things that we like to keep track of. I know we have a real nice Google spreadsheet going of what numbers look like. And so it hasn't been too bad, but logistics are definitely tricky, especially with this event, because we are not in a kitchen. You know, we're outside. It's usually pretty warm at that time of the year in Vacaville. And so we're kind of building our own little venue out there.
Yeah, you're building a whole outdoor kitchen. We're bringing in restrooms. We're working with Parks and Rec to kind of what's everything that we're allowed to bring into the park there in the downtown. So for someone who hasn't attended one of the farm to table dinners in the past, can you kind of walk a newbie through what they might be able to expect if they were to get a ticket and attend this year?
Yes. So this dinner is definitely high class, you know, full service dinner. It is essentially a 5-course meal, and each course is essentially provided by a different business, restaurant, or chef. You know, you would be welcomed during the happy hour with, you know, the past hors d'oeuvres and bubbles. Each course will be served with wine. It's not necessarily a pairing, but we are working with local wineries to provide a delicious red and white wine option and, of course, beer. And so each course is different. We will have our chefs come up, kind of introduce to you what you'll be eating. And then you get to mix and mingle with the people around you. You know, this is the farm to table dinner. So we go for the rustic farm vibe. We're excited to feature some local flowers. We have a few little take-home gifts that we're excited to give guests. And so it'll be a fun night for sure. We encourage everyone to invite their friends, their family, your community members around you. It's definitely an event and dinner that you don't want to miss.
And enchanting ambiance. I mean, I know that you're working really hard on the tablescape and having that kind of rustic feel in the open air under the moonlight. We've got some twinkle lighting going on this year. So yeah, just like a beautiful ambiance, romantic ambiance, good time with friends and family in our beautiful city.
We're definitely excited. We've kind of tweaked a few things that we wanted to tweak from the previous year's dinner, and it's all coming together really nice. I'm excited to see what it looks like.
Thank you so much, Delaney, for shedding light on this year's Farm to Table event. To get tickets, please go to visitvacaville.com. The direct page is visitvacaville.com/farm-to-table, or you can just Google Vacaville Farm to Table Dinner and it will come right up. All ticketing is electronic. You can buy the ticket online. It's $175 per person plus tax. You must be 21 or over to attend, as it does have a wine and beer offered with the dinner. It takes place in Andrews Park downtown. Friday, May 10th, begins at 5:30 p.m., goes to 9 p.m. Parking is available at the community lot there and street parking, but we do highly recommend getting a ride or using Uber or something like that to fully enjoy the dinner. So hope to see you there. Thank you again, Delaney, for being on the show.
Thank you, guys. We're excited to see you all at the dinner.
And thank you, Melissa Reeves, who joined us earlier. Thank you so much for listening to Destination Vacaville from Visit Vacaville, the city's official destination marketing organization. For more information on the people and places covered in today's episode and ideas for trip planning, head to visitvacaville.com. Music by Kurt Gellerstead. And thank you to Florist Podcast Productions for their work on this and every episode of Destination Vacaville.